Listening, Part 3. You will hear someone talking. You will hear the person twice. Complete the information. Write short answers of 1 to 3 words.
Hello everyone. Welcome to our Room Escape game. It's called Magic Books. I'm sure you know what it's all about. In about 5 minutes' time, you're going to be locked in a room, and the aim of the game is to solve puzzles, find objects, and get out of the room. You'll have a maximum time of 1 hour to do it in. First, let me tell you a bit about the history of escape rooms. Well, it's not very long. The most famous room opened in Silicon Valley in 2006, but the very first room was actually created in 2004. Some computer programmers got the idea from the works of Agatha Christie. I'm sure you know her. She published a lot of novels, but she's most famous for her crime stories. But not all escape rooms are inspired by crime. There are various designs, from hospital rooms to ancient castles. This one looks like a library. Now, don't worry. There's nothing frightening in the room and nothing dangerous. You only have to use your brains. In other words, this is a game for the mind. What else do you need to know? Well, no personal belongings allowed, so put them in the lockers. Over there, next to the entrance on the left. In case of emergency, there's a panic button. It's big and red, so easy to notice, beside the door. This'll open the door if you press it. When the game starts, go in and look for hidden pictures or notes in books. If you need some ideas, ask the game manager. He's outside but can hear you. But you can only ask for his help 3 times. Ready to start? The door will open for you in 30 seconds. Remember, only 60 minutes to get out. Good luck! Hello everyone. Welcome to our Room Escape game. It's called Magic Books. I'm sure you know what it's all about. In about 5 minutes' time, you're going to be locked in a room, and the aim of the game is to solve puzzles, find objects, and get out of the room. You'll have a maximum time of 1 hour to do it in. First, let me tell you a bit about the history of escape rooms. Well, it's not very long. The most famous room opened in Silicon Valley in 2006, but the very first room was actually created in 2004. Some computer programmers got the idea from the works of Agatha Christie. I'm sure you know her. She published a lot of novels, but she's most famous for her crime stories. But not all escape rooms are inspired by crime. There are various designs, from hospital rooms to ancient castles. This one looks like a library. Now, don't worry. There's nothing frightening in the room and nothing dangerous. You only have to use your brains. In other words, this is a game for the mind. What else do you need to know? Well, no personal belongings allowed, so put them in the lockers. Over there, next to the entrance on the left. In case of emergency, there's a panic button. It's big and red, so easy to notice, beside the door. This'll open the door if you press it. When the game starts, go in and look for hidden pictures or notes in books. If you need some ideas, ask the game manager. He's outside but can hear you, but you can only ask for his help 3 times. Ready to start? The door will open for you in 30 seconds. Remember, only 60 minutes to get out. Good luck!
You now have 30 seconds to read through and check your answers. That is the end of part 3.